Earlier this month, Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce President Meredith Cadell learned of a scheduling conflict at the Civic Center on the expected date of this year's chamber banquet. After some scrambling, Ms. Cadell got another date nailed down. I talked about the banquet with Ms. Cadell Friday morning.
Well, we officially have a date at this moment. We had a little mix-up with some dates and things like that, but nothing that we couldn't work out. Fortunately, we have set on a date. It will be the third Thursday in February, which will be the 19th. So we're very excited about it. I have to give kudos to Luminant. They had a meeting scheduled that week that they were willing to move so that we could get in and have the banquet during that week. So I'm very thankful for them that they were willing to cooperate and help us out. So it's going to be the 19th. It is going to be a winter theme. We're still trying to come up with a name. We're looking at, Snow Spectacular or Winter Wonderland or something. But it's going to be beautiful. It'll still be casual, but warm and just a fun evening. So we're getting all excited. We still are accepting nominations through the 15th of January for Large and Small Business of the Year and Educator of the Year. So I think we talked about Agriculture, so the year is probably closed by now, but I know Caregiver of the Year is still available, Woman of the Year, and I believe Citizen of the Year are all still on the table. Same thing with Community Pride Award. So if somebody needs the address of where to send it to, or if they want to bring it here, we'll take care of that so they can get those nominations in.
All right. Have you ordered like 3 feet of snow? I know we had a nice snow a couple of years ago.
I said by us calling it Snow Spectacular or Winter Wonderland that, you never know what the weather's going to be for the chamber banquet, but hopefully it won't be. Hopefully it'll just kind of be a chilly night to kind of put us in the mood and have a good evening. So but all the bid letters are going to be going out here in the next week or so to restaurants for them to bid on the meal. And Tammy Miller's chairman of the board this year, so this is her banquet. So she's the one that chose the theme, and she's really excited and just getting it all ready to go. It's fun.
So just a week later than what most people had heard. And
yes, it's always scheduled for the second Thursday of February. But like I said, we had a scheduling mix-up, which is, that happens. So we moved it to the next Thursday, which actually this past year, I think it was on the third Thursday because of Valentine's Day. We didn't want to interfere with that. So, we try to be flexible as much as possible. We were trying to stay away from the NETLA show that's on the 26th and other activities that we didn't want to interfere with. So the 19th is the date. So it's going to be a great time.
So, and get those nominations in. I guess maybe they've been a little slow this year.
A little bit slow. For whatever reason, the end of the year just kind of snuck up on me, and I think it kind of snuck up on a lot of people. So we're starting to get a lot of phone calls. Lots of applications are coming in, or entry forms are coming in for that. So, we all, we slack sometimes and don't do it. But it's neat, though, especially to me, like Educator of the Year. I mean, it's an opportunity for anybody in the community to nominate an educator, whether it's a principal or an auxiliary staff person, maybe it's cafeteria worker, bus driver, or actual teacher. They can nominate any of those, and we give awards for that. So I encourage people to do that. Same thing with large and small business. Large business is over 30 employees. Small business is under 30 employees. So if you have somebody that you feel like has really done a great job in our community and has done a lot for our town, then I recommend that you nominate them, because it's a great honor, and they get a sign in front of their building and all that that tells that they got the award. So I encourage people to nominate them if they think of somebody.
KSST News.